Welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
And I do mean everybody, especially Holland over here.
Very special episode today. And so we have our social media producer and BFF, Holland, on the show.
Holland.
I finally earned a mic. I finally get to sit in the chair.
You've
made my way to the top.
You've made comments from the back before, but now you have a mic in front of your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe people thought you were like an AI like Jarvis that we would just like talk to sometimes, but no, real person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here I am.
I bet a lot of people thought Holland was the Dry Bar Comedy AI.
I'm speaking for the atypical viewer out there. That's the niche I represent. So guys, what we're doing today, we've filmed, can you believe it, one whole season of the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast.
A full year of recording episodes together, Taylor.
Minus a week.
Well, let's just say a full year. We're rounding off a little bit. How many episodes? 50-something? Almost 50? 40?
44. That's a good number, folks.
No, that's, I mean, that's,
as people, it's 44 weeks in a year. So
it's a full year.
So it's a full year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Holland, you can't be coming on here not knowing how many weeks in a year there are.
52.
There you go. 52. Well done. Good. Except on leap year, it was an extra week.
Yeah. And Dry Bar Comedy time, sure. Because...
I really thought about it, too.
Time goes faster when you're laughing.
It does.
Isn't that right?
Speeds on by. Speeds on by. So what are we doing today to have a big old close to the season, Taylor?
Let's ask Holland. What the... Wait. Oh, there she is over here.
We're gonna talk about our favorite moments from season one of the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast.
Favorite moments.
Here's one of my favorites. You're not gonna like this one though.
Probably not. Let's go to the clip.
Final question about this: who's just dressed better right now between me and Taylor?
Do you guys? All right, and this is my honest opinion. Are you? I don't want to hurt your guys' feelings.
I don't care.
I'm going to say Jordan.
Yes! Yes! In your face!
Gosh, Taylor.
Tell me.
It's the fit of a shirt. It just looks a little sloppy.
It's okay. That's okay. I don't wear this shirt. I don't wear this shirt ever. So I'm literally, if I was wearing one of my shirts where I was like, this is what I wear all the time, I would
okay,
be like,
good.
I would be so mad and depressed. Unrecoverably so.
Yeah, right.
If I had lost
the podcast
you,
would be over.
If I had lost that, I would.
I know.
I would be
Jordan needs this.
Silent.
This way more than
Jordan
I do.
Jordan needs this.
No.
But I think it question. Was. It wasn't leagues ahead. It was close, right?
It was. Yeah. I was going back and forth. And then, but it's
good
gonna
call.
Be.
I'm glad we went because
even with my outdated joggers, putting me in your place.
That's so mean.
Okay, tell me this about.
Trying to be
that was not a fun segment.
That was very fun.
That was good for me.
That was my favorite segments. Make that, hey, Holland, make that the reel where I win.
Yeah, great clip, Jordan.
That is a great clip.
Really?
It is good. Because she made it clear what everybody had been thinking for a long time. That, no, I honestly love this clip because I'm not confident in my style. And it gave me some confidence. Even though she told me I don't have good style, just to know that it was better than yours put me so happy through the roof. It was amazing.
Yeah. You've been riding that high for what? How many months? That was 3 months ago.
It was 3 months ago.
That's all you talk about.
That's all. I bring it up quite a bit.
Although part of me wonders if she was on today, what she would have to say about my Dry Bar Comedy merch that I got that I'm wearing.
Why does that shirt look older than Dry Bar Comedy is altogether? It looks so worn down, the logo.
Or is that
the style? Is it like a rustic?
No, not that. I think it's sun-worn.
He wears it every day.
I wear it every day. If you don't, viewers haven't noticed, it's underneath my regular clothes. I wear this. And I have.
How would they notice if it was underneath your regular
clothes? It might peek out. Could peek out.
I will say this. If Holland is the best dressed person I know in all of her outfits, are always coordinated.
Today's not a good example of that. I did not know I was going to be on the episode.
You have American socks.
Yeah. I don't know patriotic. If the viewer, our viewers can see that on the wide. American socks.
Yeah.
God but now you're America. Always very well-dressed.
Okay. Well, you then, that said, let's get Holland's perspective on who's better dressed.
We did get a YouTube comment recently about you guys color coordinating, and that's exciting.
Which we don't. And in fact, I hate it when I dress like Taylor.
It's all accidental.
No. Just was an accident one day.
No, just Jordan thought we were filming a Christmas episode today. So that's what's going on over there. Anyway.
Christmas? This is, I would say, maybe more a St. Patrick's Day.
I think that's, maybe I'm, okay, maybe I'm making, this is wrong. But if you're a redheaded person, a ginger-headed person, if you wear a green shirt, whether it's intentional or not, you're bringing the holiday cheer.
Is green a holiday color?
Holland?
Think about Christmas.
What was the Christmas tree?
Red and green.
Red and green, man.
Well, I saw you're making a Santa thing, and Santa's red and white.
No.
And to me, green reads leprechaun, which reads St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that too.
That more.
Yeah, but that's stereotype, and I don't want to get in.
Well, maybe
that's
not what we're about. I think you need to take a long time to sit back and listen to the redhead community on this.
Let us know.
They're going to be talking in the comments.
Get in the comments.
I would love to cut to a montage right now of the best outfits that you guys have worn.
What a sad montage that would be.
Some Balenciaga type music in the background.
Some festive looks from Jordan for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Or not 4th of July. Vacation mode.
Vacation mode.
Spider shirt.
Yeah.
Tinfoil hats.
Yeah, for our conspiracy episode.
But let me just say, Holland, you're kind of sort of an expert at this already because you skirted that question about who was better dressed like a real podcast host would. Because you didn't want to make it either of us feel bad.
You win today because of the shirt you're wearing. Dry Bar Comedy Plus.
Okay. And it's vintage. Dry Bar Comedy Plus, 1975.
How about you? Go back to your spot.
Okay. Well, folks, we're going to work on this chemistry. Don't worry, we'll get this all sorted out later on. Well, that was fun.
So, yeah. I feel good about myself. What?
Are all your clips sort of making me feel small?
And me feel... I'm not going to say big because you would go off on that. Make me feel better. Because you sure love to throw a big old joke my way.
I didn't. Anything I said about that is unintentional.
Can we cut to a montage of that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, that's one of my favorite moments. I loved reminiscing about that.
That was good. Okay. Holland, do you have a special clip that you'd like to talk about?
Yes, I have some never-before-seen footage from one of my favorite episodes. Multiple times, I post on the Dry Bar Comedy Facebook page, and I have used that connection to get material for the podcast in the past, and I knew we were going to do a conspiracy episode, which I was very excited about. So I posted on the Dry Bar Comedy Facebook page, like, what's one conspiracy theory that you, like, wholeheartedly believe? And the moment I posted, I refreshed it. 2 minutes later, there was already, like, 30, 40 comments. Like, people were waiting.
Yeah.
And I immediately had to edit it to say, funny answers only. Like, wait, what? Like, I should have known what I was doing, but it got really crazy. And it's probably, like, the most comments we've ever gotten on a post. I was super excited about that. And you should go back and watch that episode if you haven't seen it, because we pulled a bunch of comments from that. But I remember before that podcast episode, I was like, I kept being like, I really want you guys to wear tinfoil hats for the episode.
There was a wild goose chase to find tinfoil.
And so Taylor went and found some.
Found two sheets.
And then we were sitting in here. It's always a million degrees in here. And we were trying to figure out how you actually form the hat. So we were like watching a YouTube video on how to make a tinfoil hat and learning a lot about the practical uses of the tinfoil hat. In that process, but I have a little bit of footage right here that I took. I think it's a video. Hopefully it's a video. I'll put it right here now. And then here's a clip from the conspiracy episode too, because that was one of my favorites.
I want to hear the connection, the insidious connection between Sesame Street.
Okay.
Okay. And Way over here.
Okay.
Chef Boyardee. Are they even connected, Jordan?
You can say that. Let me clue you in on something.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You know Elmo? You heard of him? Mm-mm. Red.
Okay.
Little beady eyes. Likes to be tickled.
Elmo or you? Oh, no. Okay. All right.
What? You know, we see reflections of ourselves everywhere. Let me tell you about Elmo.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I'm going to go the Elmo route.
He dropped out of culinary school.
No.
Before he became a Muppet.
No, I didn't.
Do you know why he had to drop out?
He was in school with...
Because he was in school with a little guy, sous chef Boyardee at the time. And you know what Elmo did?
What did he do?
He wasn't red before, okay? He wasn't red.
What color was he?
We don't know.
Yellow?
But I know he wasn't red. It's from way in the past. All the photos are black and white, but the tint is off. It's not red. He was in culinary school with Chef Boyardee, top of his class.
Okay.
One of the best students this place had ever had. Until it found out he'd been stealing Chef Boyardee's ravioli recipe. He was maddened by he was sickly crazed by it just delighted him to see Chef Boyardee failed it. He at night he would throw the sauce on the ground. He'd roll around in
on
it,
the ground,
throw around in it, and sous chef Boyardee had had enough.
What did he do?
He went to the principal, the dean,
who was
Easing the Bear.
Yeah,
it's that guy, and
Carmy from the Bear.
And he said, "Well, we're gonna kick Elmo out. Are you okay with that?"
Yeah.
You know what Chef Boyardee said?
What did he say?
He said, "Don't just kick him out. Send him to the streets." He ended up on Sesame Street.
Okay, pretty good. Wait, what? But what color was he originally? How does that come back? Is that?
Well, just because he rolled around in the ravioli sauce.
Oh, and then he got red.
And it stained him.
Yeah.
Because he was so, you know, he just loved doing that.
Yeah. Well, did you know? Actually, no one's ever seen Chef Boyardee after he started the company.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And his son took over, right? He got jealous of his son's. Well, he started to see all the people he's wronged. He saw Elmo, how he wronged Elmo.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's envious of his son. He's practically green with envy. Okay? Maybe he wants to reconnect with Elmo. Okay? He's green with envy. Maybe he wants to reconnect with Elmo. Where does he go back to? The street. But where is he most comfortable? Chef Boyardee, you ask? Where's Chef Boyardee most comfortable? In a can.
Wait, you're telling me Oscar the Grouch? And if you rearrange those letters, it does Chef Boyardee?
Why do you think he's so grouchy?
Do you remember
it? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember making a hat.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Yeah.
Mine was very big.
Yours was popish, and mine was papish. Papal.
Yours... what I remember about mine is it looked really good, but it was barely sitting on my head.
It had little structural integrity to it.
Very little structural integrity, but a lot of artistic integrity.
Yes.
Where yours was probably flipped.
Mine, yeah, was all structural integrity, but there was wide gaps. That if we were talking about function purely, it wouldn't block out the TV rays, what are you, satellite transmissions?
The TV satellite rays, yeah.
Yeah, that you're aiming to block with headgear of that nature.
I don't know if mine did either, but I think if you block out some, that's better than none, right?
Yeah. I mean, you think positively, but I don't know if conspiracy theorists, that's really their sort of lane.
I like the idea of a positive conspiracy theorist that's like...
I think we did this, cut to this bit that we did it in the episode.
Did we do this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think I said, everybody loves you. And
So you did it. I didn't.
I did a bit. But that's how a lot of Jordan's jokes go, just a little behind the scenes. It's sort of a reboot, a friendly reboot of jokes I made earlier off air that you haven't seen. So
some say the reboot's better than the original.
Sort of like Space Jam.
Sort of like Space Jam. No, yeah. I remember in that episode too, I kept it on for quite a while, but we wanted to get a take of me of it falling off my head. And so I moved my head crazy for some reason. Do you remember this?
Well, I remember that I wanted you guys to leave them on the whole time, but Taylor took his off because he's like, I'm not going to leave it on, right?
Well, yeah, he had such nice hair back then. He didn't want to mess it up more.
Yeah, but no, this is more kind of the hair you'd see underneath that,
that's a tinfoil hat hair, yeah, right there, absolutely. If I've ever for seen sure. it. Absolutely. Well, that's a great memory. What a fun time.
Come on.
There's so many we could talk about.
Wow.
Well, Taylor, you've heard from me in Holland. What's one of your favorite moments?
Thanks for that professional's segue setup. I think I want to just jump into the clip and then we can talk about it after.
Okay. I thought I'd do a little quiz. I'm going to name an essential oil and you have to tell me what effects it has. How does this sound?
I've gotten into them a little bit. It's funny because I make fun of them, but I have like a... a couple of them now.
So you might actually
like
win.
There's like health ones or anyways.
Let's start with Ylang-ylang. It's Y.
Oh,
Ylang-ylang.
I like saying Ylang-ylang.
It gives you confidence.
It's something. Yeah, it's something you lack. Self-esteem.
It's a self-esteem.
Wow.
So Ylang-ylang is to stimulate self-esteem and to promote inner harmony.
Don't love that.
You're crushing inner harmony.
Yeah, I've got that.
All right.
Tons of it.
I don't like that.
I feel like I can hear it.
Man, I didn't realize how fast-paced our podcast was. but that was a little zinger where you say something I lack.
Yeah.
We're trying to guess essential oils. You say self-confidence is something I lack.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess my favorite clips are also when I'm getting roasted.
You're a little glutton for punishment over there, Taylor.
That's right. We've got gluttons for punishment, regular, and so... No.
Oh, regular gluttons?
What's...
Oh, geez, man.
Anyway...
So upset.
Add that
right
to the
now.
Montage earlier. That was one of my favorite moments. I love Steve Solberg. That's why I had him on as a guest host, trying from the very beginning to replace Jordan, hoping Steve Solberg would be, but he's not willing.
He's not me.
He's not up for the task, the mental exertion, spiritual depletion it takes just being around me, just sitting in that seat that haunts.
Well, and it's important to keep you humble too.
Yeah.
Although I will say there's been many episodes of this podcast where afterwards I have to go to Taylor and be like, did I actually hurt your feelings? Are we okay?
And we're always okay.
And he always goes, it's fine. No, it was funny. It was funny.
Then we don't talk until the next
podcast. I'll see you next week. Yeah, that was funny today, what you did about
I love that
the
part.
Thing that made me feel sad.
Yeah, joking funny. About my depression. Yeah, I love that. That's good.
Funny. Next week? Okay. Next week.
That's a good question. Holland, do you remember any of the best roasts you've heard on this podcast?
You're pretty hard on Jordan. I know we're talking about him being hard on you, but you're pretty hard on Jordan. And there have been times where me and Jordan make eye contact after you do something kind of crazy to him. Sometimes it's not even a roast. There was one time where like you were telling a story, and it was like not very long-winded. Like it was on the hot dog episode, like the hot dog, the 4th of July episode, but I'll remember it as the hot dog episode. And you started, I think you were talking about mustard or something, and you totally cut him off and you were like, oh, you're going off on one of your long stories.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been good to have Holland in here for my sanity so I can glance over and be like,
and I'll be like,
This is a wake-up call, guys. This is a wake-up call, and also this is getting cut from the podcast.
Gaslighting the podcast over here.
Okay.
Yeah. If you could rate overall Holland, who's meaner? Like, just who got who hurt the other one's feelings more intentionally throughout the podcast? I think it's an even bout, some would say. Or
I think it evens out. I think that you get roasted more. No, Taylor gets roasted more. There's other like psychological warfare used against you that's not like directly a roast, but more just like cutting you off. Or
that is not true. Jordan, what do you have to say about that?
Well,
I think that's real.
Okay,
I don't think that's real.
You let me cut finish. To
a montage of that happening.
I'm not.
I'll take up the rest of the time.
Yeah, that'd be too much. Wow. It's a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call so we can do better in season two, right?
Season two is going to be a positive environment. What do you guys think?
I think so, too.
Beautiful.
Should I go to my next clip?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Jordan. I'd love to hear your next clip.
Okay. I realize now that this is going to validate some things you think about me, Taylor. But I did love when Alex brought us Golden Corral. Roll the clip.
There's a drive-through here in Orem on University Parkway that I'd always drive by that had a drive-through at the Golden Corral, and I wrote a whole hilarious bit on it that you just saw.
You just watched and enjoyed.
I'd never. The dirty secret is that I'd never been to the drive-through. I wrote all of that without having personally experienced it.
Wow.
So today I went in and did it for the first time.
We need to hear all about this experience.
There's a roll.
Oh, that's nice.
It looks like there's a little piece of butter in there, too. There you go.
Hear that, folks?
That's nice. Squishy roll.
Two cookies in there. Was this included, or do you specify this stuff?
No, that just came away.
Now that you dug your nails into it, I would want more.
Is that the first time you squeezed a roll into a microphone?
No.
It didn't seem like it. No.
Is that something they teach at radio broadcaster school?
Yeah, it's the roll rule.
When describing bread, you got to squeeze it in there. Mm. How is it?
Is it good?
Is it stale?
Yeah. No. No, I mean, there's a hard outer crust.
I like rolls like that.
And then inside, it's soft and it's sweet. Want to try it a little bit?
You've pecked at it enough.
Okay.
It's all yours.
There you go.
Look at this. That's pretty well put together.
Yeah, this is the pot roast combo.
Okay.
I don't know if you're picking that up. For those on the audio version, which you reminded me of, how would you describe it? Taylor, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, this pot roast?
Yeah.
We got a succulent roast there, kind of a brownish color.
Looks juicy, roast-like.
Juicy. There's some sort. What's that in the bottom corner?
This is
it's a macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
No, I mean your bottom corner.
Mashed potatoes?
Below the pot roast. That greenish substance.
Oh, I think it's like a...
This looks like a piece of celery.
Yeah. Oh no. We're losing listeners as it's going. Okay, that was my friend Alex Velluto bringing Golden Corral, something he'd been wanting to do for a long time, to go through the Golden Corral drive-through.
Yeah. Little ASMR and podcasting.
He was munching on some mashed potatoes. Were you here for that one, Holland?
I wasn't. I was sad I wasn't here. My favorite part from that episode, though, is the reference to P. Diddy. I remember watching that, making a clip from it, and I wanted to clip just the part where he's talking about being involved with some of the P. Diddy stuff that was going on, and I thought that was so funny. But
that's
I can't isolate that. Because it was right when things were just starting to happen with it. I don't remember exactly what he said. Maybe we'll add it. But that's so funny.
Alex is relevant as always whenever he comes on the pod.
On the podcast. He has been mentioned countless times by our friend Jordan over here. Yeah. And myself.
But who's better friends with him?
Should we reveal? Should we show the wedding pictures where I'm the best man? We'll keep the audience wondering. No. That'll be revealed in season two, folks. Check out.
I just thought it was a unique moment. Nobody else has really brought us food on here.
That's true.
He brought us
or gifts even.
No gifts. This is something that could be besides rectified. Besides
the gifts of laughter, which we love.
Why'd you make that face?
We love it.
What a disconcerting face.
We love the gifts of laughter. Most important gift there is.
Speaking of gifts of laughter, can I do another one of my favorite moments?
Yes.
Do you have more to say about Alex Valletta?
No, I just wanted the beat of it, me doing a food one.
It was good. It was good.
Was it okay?
But the hardest I've ever laughed sitting in here, and I think one of the hardest times that Jordan has laughed as well, was on a recent episode with Spence Roper. We can throw in the clip of it.
I didn't say that Cash Valley was the only Cash Valley in the country or even in the state.
There's more Cash Valleys than there are Spences, I think, in this world.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, based on the information we're working with right now, I think that's correct.
It could be. Are you willing to make a statement otherwise at this time?
I have the same information you have, so.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pass out.
Okay. Right, is that you?
It could be.
It could be.
I laughed so hard. And when I was editing that clip, I was laughing.
He has such a strange energy, but he's so funny.
He wants to come back. He could do 7 more hours of podcasting.
Here we go, folks. All of season 2 will just be Spence Roper.
Somebody in the comments of that one said that we look tired. And I just like to say,
oh yeah, this is
Spence
good.
Showed up 2.5 hours late. So yeah, we were tired.
Yeah, he did. He was there. And I don't think he'd have a problem with us telling us.
No, that. He wouldn't have a problem with it at all.
And if he did, don't show up 2 hours late, buddy. Just don't do it.
This face you're doing. It's
like,
scary.
When I have the single cam to myself, I like to utilize it.
Utilize it. Fill the frame.
Yeah. You'll see, it will cut the shot to me just while Jordan's talking, just like filmed after where I'm paying really good attention. Just to combat the slander that I'm hearing from you guys. Because have I ever interrupted Jordan?
I'm afraid to talk right now because I'm afraid you'll interrupt me.
I would never. And folks...
That's the longest I've ever heard you be quiet when you had a moment to talk.
That's just the kind of guy I am, if you want to get to know the real me.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay, Taylor, you're up.
Okay, my next one is back. It's a sort of Zoom call episode.
Okay.
Those are a little tougher.
Those are a little tough.
It's nice to have people in the studio. You can feel their energy.
Feed off their energy. Drain their energy.
Offset my negative energy with some positive energy. And but once in a while you have an interview where their radiant energy just comes pouring through and you feel it. You know who I'm talking about? Karen Morgan?
Oh, Karen Morgan, of course.
So this little clip was a great moment. Well, we're like the UN of generations here. So I think we can officially from a Gen Zer, the jokes are... funny and approved.
I think my favorite one that commented, somebody was trying to be mean to me. I bet she doesn't even know how to change her phone into dark mode. And there was something about it. I bet she can't make a fillable PDF. And I'm like, yeah, I can.
Well, the thing is, there's YouTube that can help you do any of those things.
Anything. Yeah. Right. I changed a faucet out of my bathroom on YouTube. It, water shoots up instead of down, but it works. It's great. Yeah.
So thanks to the millennial for inventing YouTube. Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome. Yes. It was a long and arduous process, but we came together and did it. Taylor, did you want to offer, because Taylor does like your joke, but he did want to offer a rebuttal of some things that Gen Zers are good at.
Let's see. I'm good. I really am active on Club Penguin. I know how to...
What's Club Penguin?
My kids had Club Penguin.
Toontown. I'm like a premium Toontown user. Let's see.
Club one, that's just, I had PTSD right now.
Did your kids try and get you to upgrade to the paid version of Club Penguin?
I learned a lot from that episode. I learned about Penguin Club, or what was it called?
Club Penguin.
Jordan also doesn't know what VeggieTales is.
I know what VeggieTales is, but yeah, I got really...
He asked me if Larry is a vegetable.
Wait.
That's a good question.
And there's also, what, 1-2-3 Penguins?
What do you know about 1-2-3 Penguins?
Is that different from Penguin Club?
Yeah. It's got more in, got more in common with vegetable tales.
Oh, they're vegetable penguins? No, they're a bunch of avocados? But it's made by the same
people. I think there's space penguins that fight kind of crime throughout the universe.
How does that have anything to do with VeggieTales?
Made by the same people.
Oh.
It's the natural progression of someone who makes veggie cartoons. It's like
space penguins.
Holland looked at me and said, I don't know how you're a comedian without knowing what VeggieTales. She's genuinely, we've connected on a lot of things. We went to the same high school, but I feel like that took our relationship back a few notches.
I was asking you other questions about, like, do you like this? Do you like that? Because I'm like, I feel like we have no footing to stand on anymore.
Yeah.
Which is very foundational. I started naming all the hits. You didn't recognize any of them. I just can't imagine, like, never having heard the Larry Boy theme song.
Yeah.
I think I'd seen DVDs of VeggieTales. I had looked at them. I never sat down and watched a full.
Really? Yeah.
No, never.
No? Yet you're wearing...
Are they all movies, or was there, like, a TV series, too? Were they on Quibi?
Isn't that shirt VeggieTales merch?
Oh, this green shirt just goes with any joke I want to say. Christmas, oh, vegetables.
Sure.
These really are like the Bob and Larry of the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, though.
Well, thank you.
That's high praise. That's high praise.
What I've learned from you two is that I look more like the tomato, but actually the tomato. Can you rephrase
that and say what we have, like a little song about what we have learned today?
What we have learned today is VeggieTales is okay, and you don't have to watch it because...
No.
That's not how Larry does it. That's not how Larry does it.
It's actually QWERTY the computer. We don't have time to get into
QWERTY?
QWERTY.
QWERTY the computer.
There's a computer? Yeah. Vegetables use computers?
Yes, Jordan.
Are there humans in this world?
No.
No, it's a better world.
What do the vegetables eat?
Cheeseburgers.
They don't get into that, do they?
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburgers. Anything humans eat. Yet nobody has hands.
Sorry for taking us down the VeggieTales line. I'm still thinking about that.
I can't and I won't apologize for growing up with more gritty television than you two grew up with. I was watching The Wire when I was 8 years old.
Penguin is television.
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales is television.
Yeah. It's a website, though.
VeggieTales is a...
VeggieTales.com is a website. But Club Penguin is not.
Oh, okay.
The like dynamic of Club Penguin was so crazy back in the day, like at the height. It's one of those like class system things where if you're playing the game, you have to be on the paid version if you want to get anywhere. And I was in sixth grade and we would always do like meetups after school where we would like meet up with each other on Club Penguin. But I really wanted to have hair, and you can't have hair in Club Penguin unless you pay for a membership. So I did like this long con with my dad where we went to a bookstore and I picked a book about like personal finance, like an American Girl book about how to save money. And I was like, Dad, I really want this book. It's $12. He's like, I'll get it for you. And then I kind of like thought about it for a while. And I was like, actually, could we use that money so I could have 1 month of Club Penguin for the same cost? I like picked a book that was $12. It cost the same. And then it was on an auto renewal and he forgot about it. So I had it for like 2 years before he noticed.
Wow.
The game was much better if you paid $12 a month. You got to have hair, and then you could have a boyfriend. Nobody would date you if you didn't have hair.
So. See, I just pretended to know what Club Penguin was, but Holland you weren't
there.
Knows.
You weren't there.
That's incredible.
Premium Club Penguin.
Do you still owe your dad like $300?
Yeah,
for that?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, that's what we from that clip shows. Generations can learn from each other.
It launched a whole war between us because up until that point, I thought you were Gen Z.
You thought I was Gen Z?
I thought you were either Gen Alpha or Gen Z. But then you said came out as a millennial, and I didn't know what to think.
You're a borderline millennial.
Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah, you have all the bad characteristics of millennials.
And and I have the worst characteristics of both worlds.
Worst of millennials and Gen Z. Gen Z's right after, and then Gen Alpha.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Glad we got to figure that out.
Broke that down for the viewers who are mostly probably Gen X. Our viewers.
Probably.
Thank you for listening.
Okay. Should I do another one?
Yeah.
Taylor and Holland, who's also here.
You're right, she is. She's always here this whole time.
She's always here. One of my favorite things is always getting some feedback from our listeners, because we know you love to get feedback from the listeners. Mm-hmm. Love to integrate that into the process to synergize so that our ideas are fitting with the listeners' ideas. And they had, one of our listeners had a great idea about how you and I could have more, more of a hetero romantic energy.
Hetero romantic.
Is that how it was for Holland? You remember better. It was hetero.
I think it was heteroromantic.
Yeah, heteroromantic. Like, we have energy. We're not dating or anything, but we have energy and...
Well, yeah.
Or was it heteroplatonic?
Heteroplatonic, which would just be friendship.
That's a pretty big clarification. Sorry.
We'll put that clip in.
But I think we should do this before so we can have okay. some chemistry.
Is this something someone said in the comments?
Yeah, this is from Joe Santos on YouTube.
Okay. Great friend of the pod.
2455. If you're wondering which Joe Santos.
If you're wondering the last four of his social.
He had a great comment I think will help us.
Okay.
Help us get through this episode without it being too weird.
Yeah.
He said, I know the commenters, meaning the YouTube commenters, sometimes complain about the chemistry betwixt Taylor and Jordan. And if you're wondering, yes, he used betwixt.
Wow.
Why not try holding hands and high-fiving in an energetically and... Why not try holding hands and high-fiving energetically and constantly? I don't know if we're going to do constantly. He said, in a hetero-comical kind of way. Trust me. Okay. Do you think we should try that real quick?
This is known as the Santos method.
Yeah, the Santos method. Can we hold one hand and high-five
yes.
with the other?
I hope this is going to be the preview of the podcast.
Wow, your hands.
Whoa.
Taylor's hands were so sweaty.
No. Do not. The viewers can tell who the more sweaty one is, Jordan.
Head's sweatier, but.
My hands.
It's hot in the studio.
It all goes to my hands. The sweat.
It's hot in here because I had to watch you do 37 takes of the intro of this podcast. So, Taylor, I think ever since we held hands and high-fived at the same time, our relationship has just kind of skyrocketed.
Our energy's been up here.
Top. Tip top.
I'm like, can you guys do it again?
We'll do it again.
We don't even need to touch anymore. We can just go like this.
That was great.
That was good, guys.
The Santos method in action yet again.
The Santos method?
The Santos method.
Joe Santos.
Oh, Santos. Santos. I thought you said sandpost.
No.
There we go. She's learned from the best. Hey, you got to learn how to shut Jordan down.
Holland's going, oh, I realize why Taylor was so mean all the time.
Okay. All right, Holland, you're next up, right?
Yeah, I have another favorite moment from the podcast. I wanted to talk more about the hot dog episode, the 4th of July episode. Oh. That was another time where I took to the Facebook page to ask all of the Dry Bar Comedy fans out there for their opinion, because we had a little disagreement about whether hot dogs were sausages. We can cut to a clip of that.
But they are sausages, though.
Yeah, but hot dogs aren't a sausage.
Yeah, they are. They clearly are. What else would they be? A hot dog is a sausage?
A hot dog is not.
What is a hot dog?
Hot dogs are not sausages.
What do you mean?
Any food that's the same shape isn't the same food.
But what's a sausage? What's a sausage?
I feel like there needs for it to be a sausage to be a sausage. I feel like it needs to be more clear which animal it's coming from.
But you get your PhD in sausage.
Oh, you didn't need to go there. You know I only got my master's in sausage. I feel like there needs to be more spices. I feel like sausages are about the spice.
Ever had a breakfast? Sausages aren't spicy though. See, for me, a sausage is meat, is some like assortment of meat in a tubular shape, like And that's what a hot dog
is. See, that's where you're wrong. Because sausages don't have to always be in a tubular shape.
They had a Polish dog?
Yeah.
What would you call that? Was that a Polish dog? Is that a hot dog or a sausage?
It's a Polish dog. I don't know what else you want me to say.
It's also a Polish sausage.
I would call it what it is.
Yeah. Okay. What? We're receiving confirmation here that a hot dog is a sausage. And it boggles my mind that you would not understand that.
It's not a sausage. I will say, so here's where I finally come down on the sausage.
I wanted to ask you, yeah.
I still think I'm right. Don't worry about that. But I do think if I were to go back and explain to you why a hot dog's different, it's the emulsification of the meat into a paste-like substance that is stuffed into the hot dog thing. Whereas a sausage is more ground, but not emulsified. You're looking at me very concerned, Holland.
I don't know how that's any different from your argument the last time.
Okay.
Is it the word emulsify?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what's different
about it. Oh, yeah, because I said textures and spices.
Yeah. Now, be fair, Jordan's using four-syllable words, so that's a compelling argument on its own. Emulsify.
Duh. Emulsified.
Emulsification.
Emulsification.
The emulsification. Now, I can't even count how many syllables that is. I think emulsification, I mean, you could emulsify anything, and what does it become? Like, what if you're emulsifying chicken? Does that become a chicken hot dog?
I do think some hot dogs are made of chicken.
Yeah, they definitely are. But let's be real, okay?
All right.
We did our research. Scholars agree. Food scientists agree.
They're undecided.
Hot dogs are sausages.
No. If anything, it's a very split decision.
Folks, I hate to break it to you. If you look it up, the evidence is out there. The truth's out there.
I know for sure that Bar S hot dogs, which is the only kind of hot dog I eat, that is not a sausage. That's like the cheap kind. That's the very cheap kind. Mm. That's not a sausage to me sounds fancier. I know Bar S hot dogs are not giving sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I just got to say, it's out there on the internet.
I mean, Jordan's sauce. Got double the phone now. Maybe he could do double the research on this. Yeah, maybe he
could do.
Oh, yeah, why don't I just pull this out and get to the bottom of this, right? And, oh, they're different.
Wow, closing your phone is a compelling way to end an argument. Well, I'm glad that you saw the light on that, Jordan.
This is another classic example of Taylor and I really disagreeing and never actually coming to a resolution and just having a lot of deep-seated distrust and angst with each other.
That builds the energy of the podcast.
Which I love.
That's the way when comics come in to interview, they're always just, what is this? Is there a demon in here?
Are they in a fight?
Why is the energy so bad?
It's like going to your friend's house when like they and their spouse are in a fight and just feels weird.
What happened right before here? That was a great moment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holland, for doing the. Did you send out the poll or send out the comment before we did the podcast?
No, I think it was in the middle of it. Like you guys were doing that, and I opened up my laptop to post in the middle of it because I was like, this is going to be good.
Yeah. And we just came up with that on the podcast. But it's like it's an argument as old as. Sausage itself.
It's more heated than you think it would be because I feel like whichever one you think it's like everybody who commented is like obviously
yeah
it's
yeah,
this
yeah, yeah.
But then when you start thinking of it, lines become a little blurred, much like the skin of a sausage.
Now the more I read, the more I felt assured of my position, and the more you read, you felt more assured of yours, because we're all in our own little sausage hot dog echo chambers. Okay,
let's just Taylor? Say Republicans know they're sausages. Soy boy liberals think that they're not.
I think we've done enough.
We've done enough here. But I don't know, maybe if you watched a few episodes of Sausage Tales, you would know.
Oh, I watch Sausage Tales.
Sausage. Larry is a sausage, and freaking Bob is a what? Just a meatball.
He was so pleased with that.
It's just everybody's meat. Everybody's a piece of meat.
Just a differently shaped piece.
Piece of meat.
Well, I don't know why that idea never got off the ground.
I've been trying.
They could have what there's the girl just be named Patty.
What girl?
In the show.
There's no girls.
In VeggieTales?
Not really. There's Madam Blueberry.
I'm saying in our show that we're making up right now about meats, there would be.
I feel like that was done, wasn't it? Wasn't there an animated movie about meats?
Oh, yeah, but our listeners want sausage party.
Oh no, nothing. Sorry.
That's not the kind of humor we do on this podcast.
I'm just saying, hamburger Patty. It would just be a girl named Patty. She would be a flat piece of meat.
And you thought my meatball? You didn't like my meatball.
Well, is his name Ball?
It's Bob still. It's not like his name is.
Just it doesn't line up quite as well.
Tomato.
Okay. How does Bob line up?
Patty.
Okay. Never mind. Got it.
Really, it's something about these lights that turn everyone against me. I feel like Holland's been on my side most of the time.
See what I mean? It's tough, folks. Okay. Well, we're getting close to the end here.
I think you have one more for us, Taylor.
I have one more that I want us to watch together. I got it queued up. Don't you worry. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, the only podcast where we hang out and laugh with your favorite dry bar comedians. I'm Taylor Nielsen.
I'm Jordan Macon. We have a great episode today, Taylor.
I'm pretty stoked about it.
Are you excited?
Yes, absolutely.
I got a haircut today for this.
That's nice.
How does it look?
It looks like you got a haircut today.
I don't think that's a compliment. I think that's just stating facts.
I strategically planned my haircut.
How's my hair look? It looks as if you got a haircut. Thank you, Taylor.
It's nice. But you know who else probably got a haircut?
Who?
Our guest today.
And we have a great guest today. You know him as Josh Novy. You've seen his special, Tickling Grizzlies, on Dry Bar Comedy. And we're really excited to interview Josh today. Thanks for being here.
Wow. Wow. Okay, guys. Jordan, you know the significance of that?
No. Did I even cut you off in that?
No. Okay, yeah, you did. First off, you did cut me off. We'll rewind it, play it right here. But that was what?
Our first ever episode we recorded.
First ever episode. And I want to just say how great of an intro for a comedian is it. He probably got a haircut today. It's Josh Novy.
I think we got worse than intros as the season went on.
I think that's a really bad intro.
Somewhere there should be like several minutes of a time when we were trying to record the intro to a podcast, and we had been in here for hours because Taylor had to get the set a certain way before we started recording.
Because I'm a perfectionist. You wonder why I look so good.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure.
Moved centimeters either way for 35 minutes before every episode. Just the tiniest movements. And there was one episode where you really thought there was some weird shadow on the wall, and you're like, What's the shadow coming from? The shadow's usually here.
There's always,
and you're moving lights. You're like, because the door's closed. And then you're like, is this? And then we look it back and like, that shadow's there every episode, Taylor.
Also realized like 2 weeks ago that it's blue in this room and not black.
Taylor still thinks it's black.
It's black in here.
It's blue.
Yeah, it's blue.
Let us know. It's blue because there's lights on? No, it's not even on today.
Yeah, you know how black turns to blue when it's just lights?
Also, I was like, how long has the plant been here? It's not here, but you were a plant truther. You were like, it's been here every single week.
Then it's been gone.
Now I haven't seen it lately, so.
The plant had been here every week, but it's not here now. I don't know where the plant is.
The backbone of the podcast.
Like you're seeming a little defensive.
Or at least that's how you made it seem. You were like, the plant has always been here.
Maybe I brought it home. Maybe I used it to decorate my own house. Is that a crime?
Give us back the plant, dude. Give it back to the podcast.
That plant is the heart and soul of the podcast. It's like the third host. First ever. What did you think about watching that clip? Because you got a haircut.
I did get a haircut.
What did you think about that haircut?
It didn't look. I mean, my hair's in a place where there's no way it looks good. It's whatever.
I think it looks good.
Like, it can look worse, but even its best doesn't look good. I got a haircut, and I just told, she said, what do you want? And I said, just make it make sense. Like how people talk about tragedies. That's what I said to the
person. Makes sense. That is the best instruction I've ever heard to a hairdresser. I'm honestly, I was not loving my haircut in that video either. Something about the combination of my hair and that shirt, I looked like I was like a ranch hand. That was an unemployed ranch hand is what I looked like. Just someone who won't, people like a ranch hand that keeps going to ranches trying to get a job, applying for jobs, and they're like, you don't look like a man. We can't hire you. So that's what I think.
I'd hire you as a ranch hand. Ranch give me dressing. Give me a ranch dressing hand.
Okay. Okay.
That's a Taylor Nilsson.
Right, give me
joke.
A ranch hand right here. So.
Why did we high five just then?
It was a ranch hand. Oh.
Nice. What a journey we've been on.
What a cathartic journey.
And only bigger and better places to go as we look forward to season two, right, Taylor?
I think so. I think season two is going to be either the most important thing that's happened or
the second most.
Or the second most.
Oh, no, I cut you off. I just did.
Leaderboards. You finish. See, that's what's important about our thing here is that I tee up the joke.
And I slam dunk it.
You slam dunk it. Yep.
That was a mixed sports metaphor, Holland.
Yeah. I was trying to follow, but I got lost.
Mixed sports metaphor. That's funny.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I had a great time looking back on these fun moments. Why are you?
No, I agree.
I think you both had fun, too.
I had a lot of fun. You guys have really worked your way into America's hearts.
That's right.
Jordan with all of his cats. Taylor with all of his references to the fact that he went to film school.
Okay, if we did like a montage of me talking about film school, it would be, I could count on one hand. Four tops. I bet. I'm just saying. Okay. I think you reference it more than me.
Yeah.
That's a montage.
But I see your needy little eyes looking at me saying, please talk about me going to film school.
Me going like this. Me like in the middle of the podcast. Going like
this. Always framing up shots.
Mm-hmm. Like Taylor.
Always saying, do you know who David Fincher is? Yeah, we know who David Fincher is.
You seen a David Fincher movie? Did you know David Fincher takes over 76 takes on a single shot? It's a good perfect shot. You know that?
I did, because I hang out with you. No, let's not get venomous here at the end.
It's bittersweet ending a season together. We've had a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of fun. Thank you, listeners, and watchers, viewers, some would say.
Jordan, would you do the honor? Can you roast me one more time?
Can I?
Can you?
Well.
Give me one more roast to send us off. And a roast, a sort of champagne bottle to smash on the back of the SS Season 1 that's taken off out of harbor right now. We're returning. All right, the metaphor doesn't check out all the way.
I don't know. I can't roast you on the spot, man. And Bartley says, I've done so much. How roast. Burnt do you want this sausage at the end? It's been roasted so much, dude.
Wow, sausage.
No, sausage let's do a roast. Look at this. Look at this guy. Shaven head.
Wow.
Chia pet.
Nailed it.
Chia pet's pretty good. Chia pet.
Roast me.
Roast you? How could I roast you?
Here's what you should have said. What do you want me to roast you? A big old pot roast to eat, Jordan?
No. I wouldn't say that. Come on, I wouldn't say that. Jordan, I instead of a roast, see, in this life, there's opportunities. You could either roast, you could say something nice. That's the path I'd like to take here.
Roast or toast, some would say.
Roast or toast. A toast to Jordan, the co-host with the most.
I agree. And right back at you, Taylor. It's a pleasure doing this podcast with you. Holland, we couldn't do it without you.
And enjoy your milkshake there.
Oh, you got me. I'll get you back in season two. Don't you worry.
I want to know that I don't actually think you're not in good shape. It's like a good, it's just a fun button to press.
I'm not in good shape.
Huh?
I mean, you saying I don't think you're not in good shape. I know I'm not.
I think you're in good shape. You look great.
I'm not an athlete.
You have a great look. And I think it all makes sense.
Is my look really well-rounded? Is that what you want to say?
No, Jordan. Oh, my gosh. I'll just say it's not a surprise you didn't watch VeggieTales. And so,
Okay.
Well,
should we get at it? Let's cut to the blooper reel.
Yeah, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this web's episode of the podcast. I still don't know what it is. It was a little self-indulgent, but we really had a good time filming this together, and we wanted to give you a little peek behind the scenes.
It's sad to say goodbye to season one, but I think we gotta.
We gotta go. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Thank you, Holland, for doing this.
Yes, thank you for having me. Next time I'm on, I'll find a way to talk about the mask, but it didn't come up this time. So.
I know. Sadly, you'll work that in. We're in it. We know.
You're even wearing green.
Oh, well. Anything you want to reference. Okay, yeah.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. This has been the Dry
Bar
Comedy
Podcast.